Task 1. Listen to a talk about visiting museums and mark statements 1 to 7 with T if they are true and F if they are false. You will hear the recording twice.
Now you have 30 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
It's already past 6 o'clock, so it's time for this week's Culture at Six. Today, we are going to talk about museums. Until a short time ago, visiting a museum was not my idea of fun. I always thought of museums as very serious institutions, full of old, dusty things, in which you were not allowed to do anything. But then I met Amanda Clark, a vice president of the Museum Lovers Club. Amanda, welcome to the show. Let me start by asking you a very basic question. What can make a museum attractive?
Well, first of all, I think that an attractive museum must be interactive. By interactive, I mean being able to do a lot of things. For example, choosing your own route through the exhibition, having the opportunity to do other things than just walk and look. And above all, being allowed to touch and move things. And of course, the exhibition itself should be interesting and modern. One of the most fascinating museums of modern art is Louisiana in Denmark. It is set in a beautiful spot by the sea. You can go there for a picnic and lie on the grass next to a famous sculpture. Rooms in the museum building were specially designed to match the paintings, sculptures and other things which are presented there. And, of course, there is a great shop and a big restaurant. You can spend a whole day there and never get bored. Another interactive museum, which I'd like to recommend, is called Experimentarium, which also happens to be in Denmark. This museum is about science and technology. And, as the name suggests, it's based on the idea of experiment. Visitors simply have to touch and move the exhibits because it is the best way to understand how different things work. I think you can understand many complicated processes and mechanisms when you're in Experimentarium. And, by the way, most of these experiments are very easy. Finally, something for music fans. One of my favourite places is the Museum of Music and Instruments in Brussels. It's located in a beautiful Art Nouveau building. Each visitor gets a set of headphones when buying a ticket. You can walk whichever way you like, and the moment you're getting close to any instrument, you can hear it play in your headphones. So, practically, you visit this museum not only with your eyes, but with your ears as well. And this is also what I call interactive.
Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
It's already past 6 o'clock, so it's time for this week's Culture at Six. Today, we are going to talk about museums. Until a short time ago, visiting a museum was not my idea of fun. I always thought of museums as very serious institutions, full of old, dusty things, in which you were not allowed to do anything. But then I met Amanda Clark, a vice president of the Museum Lovers Club. Amanda, welcome to the show. Let me start by asking you a very basic question. What can make a museum attractive?
Well, first of all, I think that an attractive museum must be interactive. By interactive, I mean being able to do a lot of things. For example, choosing your own route through the exhibition, having the opportunity to do other things than just walk and look. and above all, being allowed to touch and move things. And of course, the exhibition itself should be interesting and modern. One of the most fascinating museums of modern art is Louisiana in Denmark. It is set in a beautiful spot by the sea. You can go there for a picnic and lie on the grass next to a famous sculpture. Rooms in the museum building were specially designed to match the paintings, sculptures and other things which are presented there. And, of course, there is a great shop and a big restaurant. You can spend a whole day there and never get bored. Another interactive museum, which I'd like to recommend, is called Experimentarium, which also happens to be in Denmark. This museum is about science and technology, and, as the name suggests, it's based on the idea of experiment. Visitors simply have to touch and move the exhibits because it is the best way to understand how different things work. I think you can understand many complicated processes and mechanisms when you're in Experimentarium. And by the way, most of these experiments are very easy. Finally, something for music fans. One of my favourite places is the Museum of Music and Instruments in Brussels. It's located in a beautiful Art Nouveau building. Each visitor gets a set of headphones when buying a ticket. You can walk whichever way you like, and the moment you're getting close to any instrument, you can hear it play in your headphones. So, practically, you visit this museum not only with your eyes, but with your ears as well. And this is also what I call interactive.
Now you have 20 seconds to complete the task and transfer your answers into the answer sheet.
Task 2. Listen to an interview with Anna, who has just finished drama school. For questions 8 to 15, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice.
Now you have 30 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
When did you first know that you wanted to be an actor?
Well, I always liked theatre at school, and with my brother David when we were small, we used to put on little plays for our parents when they had friends for dinner or whatever. But there was no particular day when I suddenly decided, that's it, I want to be an actor. It was more of a gradual process.
Mm-hmm. What did you like or dislike about your course at drama school?
I liked everything and disliked nothing. Well, hardly anything. Some teachers were kind of annoying, but most of the subjects were really cool and my fellow students were great.
What subjects did you do?
Acting, fencing, acrobatics, literature, art history, music, singing, dancing, mime, lots of stuff.
What acting experience have you had so far?
We've done lots of public performances of different plays at school, but the thing is that the audience is usually made up of classmates, friends and family, so that's a bit limited, because you don't really get an outsider's point of view, you know, a critical opinion.
You speak three languages. How come?
I live in Spain, so I speak Spanish. My dad's Scottish and my mum's Spanish, but she grew up in France, so they've always spoken English and French to me. It's handy because if you speak several languages, you can work in more places. So I could work in Britain, Spain, or France, or anywhere where those languages are spoken.
What are the pros and cons of working as an actor?
On the plus side, it's lots of fun. It's challenging and creative. Every day is different, and you feel such a thrill when you're on stage. The main drawback is it can be really difficult to find work. You can boost your chances if you study in an acting school. At least, I hope so. Or if you've got great natural talent. Or even better, both things at once.
How does an actor go about getting work?
You've got to get an agent, do lots of auditions, get to know lots of people, and it really helps if you're lucky.
What kind of acting career are you most interested in?
I want to be a theatre actor because, well, because it's the only thing I've actually done. Maybe I'd like film and TV if I tried them, but I know for sure that I really love theatre acting. Directing, I'm not so sure about. I directed one play, and it was a good experience, but I prefer acting.
Mm-hmm. What are your immediate plans?
I'm going to Madrid to look for work. I'll be doing lots of auditions and some specialised courses too. I'm thinking of doing a course in stunt performing.
Stunt performing?
Yes, you know, doing all the dangerous bits in films, jumping out of aeroplanes and so on. My parents don't seem too keen on it for some reason. I can't imagine why.
Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now, listen to the text again.
When did you first know that you wanted to be an actor?
Well, I always liked theatre at school, and with my brother David when we were small. We used to put on little plays for our parents when they had friends for dinner or whatever. But there was no particular day when I suddenly decided, that's it, I want to be an actor. It was more of a gradual process.
Mm-hmm. What did you like or dislike about your course at drama school?
I liked everything and disliked nothing. Well, hardly anything. Some teachers were kind of annoying, but most of the subjects were really cool and my fellow students were great.
What subjects did you do?
Acting, fencing, acrobatics, literature, art history, music, singing, dancing, mime, lots of stuff.
What acting experience have you had so far?
We've done lots of public performances of different plays at school, but the thing is that the audience is usually made up of classmates, friends and family, so that's a bit limited, because you don't really get an outsider's point of view, you know, a critical opinion.
You speak three languages. How come?
I live in Spain, so I speak Spanish. My dad's Scottish and my mum's Spanish, but she grew up in France, so they've always spoken English and French to me. It's handy because if you speak several languages, you can work in more places. So I could work in Britain, Spain or France or anywhere where those languages are spoken.
What are the pros and cons of working as an actor?
On the plus side, it's lots of fun. It's challenging and creative. Every day is different, and you feel such a thrill when you're on stage. The main drawback is it can be really difficult to find work. You can boost your chances if you study in an acting school. At least, I hope so. Or if you've got great natural talent. Or even better, both things at once.
How does an actor go about getting work?
You've got to get an agent, do lots of auditions, get to know lots of people, and it really helps if you're lucky.
What kind of acting career are you most interested in?
I want to be a theatre actor because, well, because it's the only thing I've actually done. Maybe I'd like film and TV if I tried them, but I know for sure that I really love theatre acting. Directing, I'm not so sure about. I directed one play, and it was a good experience, but I prefer acting.
Mm-hmm. What are your immediate plans?
I'm going to Madrid to look for work. I'll be doing lots of auditions and some specialised courses too. I'm thinking of doing a course in stunt performing.
Stunt performing?
Yes, you know, doing all the dangerous bits in films, jumping out of aeroplanes and so on. My parents don't seem too keen on it for some reason. I can't imagine why.
Now you have 20 seconds to complete the task and transfer your answers into the answer sheet. This is the end of the listening task.